Cleanse Gross, which is the movie that kind of cleanse Gross. It's probably, he's got two of my great heroes, De Tocqueville and Fukuzawa. So it's very nice to have his copy of these mean anything. Do these mean anything?
Yes.
This annotation. What does that say? Tax rate in Pennsylvania.
Almost
eight. Obviously, remember the French Revolution. So, what is this little piece here?
Well, start with Royal. His or her mental attitude. So the relation between physical condition and mental conditions.
That's physical. One man's own about the understanding of which physical prosperity exists.
Oh, yes, that
one.
Yeah.
It looks like a kura, that's your
saying. Yes, a kura, yes.
Danger, of course, was for the imbalance to be. This I call the curse of imbalance. Those in power must always take stock of themselves. There must be limits on the powerful. Thus, in any area of human affairs, whether it be the government, the people, scholars, or bureaucrats, when there is one who has power, whether it be intellectual or physical, there must be a limit to that power. As Carmen Blacker summarizes his thought here, the reason why it was so important for the governments and people's respective spheres to be kept separate was that in the proper balance between the two lay one of the secrets of progress in civilization. Thus, it was precisely in her failure to appreciate the importance of this balance, Fukuzawa was convinced, that Japan's greatest weakness lay. He argued that the government should be strictly limited in its objectives, like the night watchman of state, advocated by his Scottish Enlightenment predecessors 100 years earlier. He believed that the view that the government should not encroach on the private sphere meant that it should have nothing to do with such activities as religion, schools, agriculture, basic way with the Confucian and Chinese legacy in Japan. There was a strong inclination, as we've already seen, to merge kinship and political allegiance, which tended towards autocracy in both. In the countries of Asia, the ruler has been called the parent of the people. The people have been called his subjects and children. In China, the work of the government has been called the office of shepherd of the masses, and local officials were called the shepherds of such and such provinces. This attitude permeated the whole of the hierarchical structure of deference and arrogance, which he had noted in his youth.
Would be proud.
A key incident was when Fukuzawa started to read the educational course published by Women and Other Chambers. It was a volume explaining in a simple way the principles of Western economics. Fukuzawa described how I was reading Chambers' book on economics. When I spoke of the book to a certain high official in the Treasury Bureau about it, he became much interested and wanted me to show him a translation. So Fukuzawa began to translate the work into Japanese. I began translating it when I came upon the word competition, for which there was no equivalent in Japanese, and I was obliged to use an invention of my own, kyosho, literally race, fight. When the official saw my translation, he appeared much impressed. Then he said suddenly, "Here is the word fight. What does it mean? It is such an unpeaceful word." The confrontation between the war of all against all, competitive individualistic behavior in the marketplace, and the Confucian ethic of harmony and cooperation has seldom will be more graphic. Expressed. It was not necessary for Fukuzawa to defend and explain his translation. He insisted that the bitter confrontational element in Western capitalism had to be swallowed, not merely by merchants, but by everyone. I suppose he would rather have seen some such phrase as men being kind to each other in a book on economics, or man's loyalty to his lord, open generosity from a merchant in times of national stress, etc. But I said to him, "If you do not agree to the word fight, I'm afraid I shall have to erase it entirely. There is not any other term